Many of the Beitera sent in asking about the Rebbe Reb Feivel. People wanted to feel a shaychus to the Aveda. Vey to a person that lost something and doesn't even know what he lost. And they were very clear that the Rebbe left at some no espedim, lo mineva, lo miktsasi, not now, not later. They read it out very seriously and put a muzzle on everybody's mouth. No mokim for it whatsoever. And b'shas the masalavaya, I saw the Rebbe Bank of Jolman there, who is a Mola Talmud from the Rebbe Feivel and later became a Talmud Chava, and he knows him very well. And I asked him the forum of Monday night that people ask questions on different inyanim, and sometimes they ask about an Adam Gadol. Is that also Bechal? Is that called a Maimon HaHesped? That's Bechal de Isser, Bechal de Tzava. He said he doesn't think that it's Bechal what was meant. And he sort of explained it because it's not a Maimon HaHesped. Like, there's no such thing as Mizan and Tzazamag, Kumendor, after Reden. That's not what it is. It's among a myriad of different questions and answers. So he was startnated that that was not Bechlal. Later that day, I had the opportunity to talk to another Talmud from the Rebbe Feivel, also Gadol Bisrael, also somebody who's known to him all the years, Hagoyim Avtali Yegishlita, and he was a Dover Pashut that it wasn't Bechlal. He's not talking about this and this about the Yeshudu, and people have to know what the Aved is. But to be honest with you, Afalpi that Abishneidim Yokum Dover, two tzaddikim, two Tamid Chacham, two Mekorobim to the Rebbe Feivel, they were both Mekel Bedover. Afalpi that I'm not ready to be Mekel Bedover, and I'm a dying choishish. They both added that there's no chiv to do it. There's no inyan of Mesatzel Bespeidish Chacham, even if daitim that it's mutter, but there's no chiv. So to do something without a chiv, when it's not in Gans Messiah Shvalibi, the heter that they're saying, I was not ready to do it. So, as a Talmud from the Rebbe Feivel, I listened to what they said there, that he asked that everybody, if you want to do something Lila Nishmasi, so either learn Lila Nishmasi or learn one of my Sfarim. So the night of Levi, I opened up the Sefer Das Koyen, and the Sefer Badi Ashluchan. I started learning the Sefer. And I started from the Askoma that he got. That's the beginning of the Sefer. And he got an Askoma from Rav Hutner Zatzal, and both Sfarim. And each Askoma was a little bit different. And this is something he was Mefaris and Bechayev. This is not something that he is being Mitzav and not. This is not Bechayev Hespin. This is part of the Limud HaSefer. And he's putting it up in the Sefer. So I started being Mizbeinin, at least in what Rav Hutner is writing about him and what his upshotting was, what he was saying. So that, I guess, I could share with you. That's Pasha from the Limud HaSefer. Many, many chavers sent in the question that you gave me, why is he so makpid that he shouldn't be a hesped on him? Like, why is that the worst thing in the world? Many Gdol Yisrael had such akpada, but like to have it read out by the mita and with a very stern face and very rigid kind of Mesiris HaDvorim, it sounds like it's a Bezunder HaKpada Lemaila. Like, what is this? What is the movement to this? And I think from that Haskama that I was reading, I think I see two different Tzurotzim, two different Mahalchim in this. What was the big HaKpada? The first HaKpada is that the Rebbe, he hated the Olam HaSheker, and he hated anything that's minei umiktsos from Sheker. And Sheker by him doesn't mean a lie. Sheker by him means something that's not real, something that's not duch, you know, bepnimius, something which is not a doven nitzri kaim laad l'yol me'elamim. That's by him Sheker. This is just how he looks at things, and the only thing that gets his interest and the only thing he's ever interested in talking to or about is very, very real things. He has no style of giving chizik to people, like in terms of telling them how great they are, how good they are. He doesn't have any slime in anything he says, any conversation, any talk with him. Everything is 100% pnimi and real, and he's misyachis to real things. and anyone who talks to him finds it to be very annoying, even though he's doing none of that litvish or high gloss type of talk, because he's being mashed of you very much. He's being mashed of the Indian, kefi the air of the Indian. But this is something that was very unique about what we lost. Anybody who knew the Rebbe Feivel from the time he was 18 felt they were in the presence of a godel. Did you hear that? Godel status at the age of 18. How did that happen? That's not what I'm saying. I didn't know when he was 18. That's what Rav Hutner is writing. He says, "Ani meidelachem b'shosh nechnasta b'ena elef talmidim." It was very naked that you were nitzel a godless boyo, and he came into Chaim Lina at 18. So anybody who knew him as even a young man looked at him as a godler, not because of his eluyish head and not because of his knowledge. A lot of people have a good head, and a lot of people have a lot of knowledge. And they're even older, and they don't get that godless status until they really become very clear that they get that. What did it was, how really was. How meruchik from any sheker, in any conversation, in any talk. How nothing spoke to him, and nothing was interesting to him, unless it was a dover chayim, la'ad, l'neitzel, and sochma, and a very real thing. Any issue, any problem. There was no kind of fanfare, there was nothing fluffy. There was nothing with glanz. None of that existed. It just didn't exist at all. And it just completely so focused on such real things. Like imagine you tell him that right here in the centerfold of the New York Times is a picture of you giving a cheer. Look at it. I know what I look like. Like he doesn't have time to look at it. It's just nothing gay. Like what's it? That is his just way of life. Anything has to be very, very real to take up his time, to take up his attention. And that is by him called Erev HaSheker. It doesn't mean it's a bunch of lies. Anything which is just not very real, any word that comes out of his mouth, that's not Duchik Num Bepnimius. He was a man of a few words and chose his words very carefully and encoded very richly in one sentence or one line what other people would talk of big arichas to get to that point. It was part of just being a amud emes and an ish emes that it's perceived with a clarity and said with a clarity, and this is what is to be said, and it's a one-line sentence that could be chaytich kamedinim misham yitzayir all the chol yisrael on any mind that comes out of his mouth. I'm remembering that many years ago, this goes back to Tavshin Nun Aleph. That is, I think, 1991. I don't know how many of you were with us in 1991, but at that time, there was the p'tir of Rabbi Saul Guzman Zatzal. And Beis Medrash Gevoyah wanted to make a hesped for Rabbi Saul Guzman, and they didn't have who to be masped. They didn't have, most of us don't believe in Eretz Yisrael, they just didn't have who to be masped. Now, the Rebbe Feivel was a korov to Rabbi Saul Guzman, so they begged him to say hesped. And he just said, "I'm not a masped." And they called him a few times because they had nobody. And he was very aware what Chazal say, that call him a satzel bez peidish l'chocham roi l'koyver b'chayev. And he knew he was the only one. And he knew that they're begging him to do it. I'm not a masbet. What did it mean? What was he saying? Part of saying a hesped is to, there's got to be a lot of fluff in it. You can't do it without. You can't do it there. Psalkim and Hayoram, bottom line. That's not a way of saying a hesped. And Mermeli held his part to, I'm not a masbet. And no matter how much begging, how many phone calls he got from the Hariki here at Bismanish Gavoya, just nothing get you. You can't dangle this in front of him and dangle that from him. He is focused on very, very real things. It's not a microphone that draws him. It's not a tzibah that draws him. It's not. There's nothing that talks to him unless it's a very, very real thing in Dovah Nitzri. But this is the big aveda that we have. This we have to be ma'al the halal. And I'm not even sure if we have who can be ma'al the such a halal in this type of thing. To be such an amud emes and so real and so noyim. He's not angry. He's not like, you know, biting in any way. Very, very pleasant. The pleasantness is just how real he is and how intellectually honest he is when he's talking. And this is what I put in meant when he said that when you were time, you were young, about 18 years old, they saw you were nitzel a godless shel hiro. The mile of hiro is that in the mind of all the complications and all the different svaras, lakan, and zeim, bekoi, and the being masbet, different sheetis, and choyokan, how to get the bottom line psak, how to see that straight, that cloudy, that yesha. that needs a certain midas and milas ha'emes, that you cut through everything and you're only living the emes. You're not busy dancing between the olam ha'emes and the olam ha'shekhem. Every day and every afternoon and every night and every statement that comes out of your mouth is mu'utah with a whole style and a whole affected by the trends and mentalities and the values and the chshivis and what people give for different things and different gedulas. This whole thing was just not al-daita at all, on any level. Just not, it don't exist. He lived in olam ha'emes when he was here. That's a very unique thing. That's something that everybody kind of strive for, and Bechshev the Kai Hatzib will be able to pull out such a thing. Let's talk another reason why he probably didn't want to ask it. Not just only because this has to be some fluff and some glance, and it's not so full and rich in character and in content. Another reason is he's a very private person. A private person is a person that always liked to be himself, liked to be mizbeinin himself. And he made a life of the last 40 years of cooped up in a tiny study. Nobody around here Lakewood has such a small little study, cooped up without a chavrusa. Just his brilliant mind and his father. And he knocked out Hirol, the Chol Yisrael, with tremendous, tremendous effort. Every koyach in his yashris and in his mind and his koyach haguf was invested into those poems he was writing. And it was below hips, hours and hours straight, missing meals like nothing. He just can't be mafsik. He just on and on. And that needs somebody who's knighted to be himself. He was drawing this strength from within. He was not drawing this strength from this maimed and that shivas and that koil, or having yeshiva around him, or having a big shul, a big basic class. He wasn't drawing it mibachot. That needs this certain privacy in the person that he's mabed with him and brings out rizik koiras and nefesh. That was miyatzer, those fantastic swallow that became amudim yisaitis. The way he was able to accomplish on such a level was because he's drawing Kairis Mipatim. That's why he was able to keep on going, safer after safer. When he starts thinking, Yetz Gate Bin Laden, Bas Bechol of Yetz Gate Bin Tarubis, he knows what a Yam it is. He knows what a Hargavoy it is. Nothing could stop him because he's drawing Kairis from Kair HaPnimi. And this point Rafuta also makes in the Haskoma. He makes such a point, he brings a Maimer HaChacham and he applies it to him. A Maimer HaChacham that Ashrei mi shehigia lishnois ha'amida v'hu lo yomad. There's such a thing as shnois ha'amida. The Rebbe was around 40 when Rafuta wrote this. Shnois ha'amida means those are not the years of creativity post 40. Those are the years of being shomer or developing a little further what you've already developed. But the zmanim of chiddush and real ali and the yitzira yesh me'ayin, that's all the earlier years. So he was saying in Maimar HaChacham, Ashrei mi shehigia lishnois ha'amida, he's already 40, for who lo yomad. He didn't stop. He's still going. He's been mahalach, been kavish, one kvish after another kvisha, drawing tremendous kairas with a never-ending reservoir of self-motivation, and able to apply rizik kairas and efesh, b'chol kairas, b'chol kishon, b'chol yashras, and b'chol kairas aguf. Be able to just keep on being kavish. It's something like for shteit by Yankiv Avinu, shteit yichad leiv v'gol even me'alpi haber. That's the nusach in the Tfilas Geshem. Yichad leiv v'gol even me'alpi haber. Yankiv Avinu came over there to Aram Arayim, and nobody, they had to wait till it should be nesef kol adorim together to lift the stone. And Yankiv Avinu did it himself. Zok Rashi al ha'teirim, the beginning of Pashva Yetim, lamed shekoichi godl. And this period is saying, Yichad leiv v'gol even. Avad was koichi godl, but what gave the koichi godl? The full focus. Every koyach is geared and called on, and the hook is to get to this thing. Yichad leiv is what gives a person a koyach to do lemaila lemaila for many asava. Moshe is a yochid sitting locked up in solitary confinement for 40 years. Knocking out safer to safer has a tremendous breakthrough, a tremendous fanem to safer. How does this happen? It has to be somebody who's betivoy by himself and nelam me'in koil and always creating it out of himself, koiches and more koiches. And I don't understand from this why he was so good with Rav Eliyahu. Rav Eliyahu found somebody of his type. It's a Dor Shpeta, but it's somebody of these type of values and these type of maisim and attitudes and kinyonim that he found the Ish Kilavovoi in the Rebbe Feil. So again, more than this, I want to just talk about state in the Limud HaSefer, in the beginning of the Sefer, when he was already Mefarsim. Become a miswa of this Haskoma, what have I put the thought of him? And this would be the reasons why it just turned him off the husband. One reason is the same reason he didn't want to be Maspid Rabbi Saul Gusman. You have to say over the same thing many times. You have to, there's a nutzach and a nigan how to do a husband, which is in a tear from that Hachron, the Psak Aloha, the Psak Vehoiro. And the other point is that he's living a life of taking it with him. It's nothing to do with from outside. So a private person feels hefker, what everybody's saying, what everybody thinks, whatever it is, and especially if they make all the different things of things that they know of him. So these would be reasons that there was a bizarre podcast on that subject. Okay, let's go on to other inyanim. I mean, the Rebbe of Angersol Het is because there are many other inyanim over here. It's not limited to that. So even though people weren't cyber on that head, but Apple Pekin, it's a sniff. So let's go on to...